Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the second year in a row.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Mr. Wonderful here at your service in our nation's capital. I like saying that, folks. I like telling you that I'm in Washington, D.C. because I like being here. I like being able to say that, and because this is just a great city, Washington, D.C. It's a beautiful city. It's now what I call a tale of two cities. It's a beautiful city behind ugly barriers and in a lot of places, unfortunately. But still, if you just look, just raise your eyes a little bit and look beyond the barriers, you still see the magnificent Capitol building. You still see the White House. You still see all the monuments. And of course, one of the cool things I like about the nation's capital is that none of the buildings are very tall. They passed a law years ago that none of the buildings could be taller than, I guess, the Washington Monument. And so it's just, it really makes it a pretty city where you can actually go up in one of the taller buildings and see a long way. It's really special, and there's a lot of cool things going on here, including the event that I'm at this week, and that's at Access 2004 Small Business Chamber of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Small Business Summit. Hundreds of small business owners who've shown up here to whoop it up on behalf of small business, and one of the guys who's helping small business owners do that here at the chamber is my new friend Bill Miller. William Miller is Vice President of Congressional and Public Affairs at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's sitting across from me right now, and we're going to talk about what he does for the chamber and what he does for small business and some of the issues that he works on Capitol Hill and at the White House. And also, we're going to talk a little bit about this event that's coming up in November that you probably heard about. Bill Miller, welcome to the show.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. Tell my audience what a Vice President of Congressional and Public Affairs does.
Well, my job is, I perform a role as a lobbyist when Congress is in session advocating on behalf of the business community.
But all businesses?
All businesses, mm-hmm. Small, medium, and large.
Giovanni focuses on the small business issues,
right,
which you've got the overarching issues.
That's correct. But as we move into an election season, my job really transitions. I transition almost to a full-time political operative. My job is to spend time analyzing the races, both House and Senate, and we can talk about presidential in a minute,
mm-hmm.
But analyzing the top Senate and House races around the country and how they impact on the business community. Our mission statement, if you will, is basically reward our friends and punish our enemies.
Right.
It's really that simple. We analyze the races where we believe there's a philosophical difference between the candidates, and then if our resources are put into play, can we be difference makers?
And when we start this process, are we agnostic with regard to party?
We are. I don't think that there's any surprise that the Republican Party, by and large, has been more supportive of the business community, medium, small, and large, and that, by and large, our political operation reflects that. But where there are Democrats who are supportive of our agenda,
and I know some of them,
we absolutely go out of our way to, one, encourage them to become mm-hmm. more pro-business in their votes by continuing to educate
right.
them about where they stand with regard to us and how we can help them recognize that taking this vote on behalf of the business community is not a bad thing, but an important thing to their constituents.
Well, and then we can clone them, right?
Well, it's becoming harder and harder, and I think one of the things that that is an unfortunate reality is that redistricting has become such a co-opted game
right.
between the parties, where at least on the House side, you have less moderate or centrists of both parties.
Yeah.
And that's
we've all moved to the left or the right, haven't we?
That's right.
And the gerrymandering reflects that, doesn't it?
Well, the gerrymandering, it reflects it and it creates it. And what it does is it creates much more hard Republican districts and much more hard Democratic
mm-hmm.
districts.
Which, and people say, why have we gotten so polarized? That's one of the reasons, isn't it?
It's one of the major reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of computer mapping and all of these other things where you can literally pick out a street and say, this is a very heavily Democratic block.
Right.
I don't want this I don't want this in my congressional district if you're a Republican, and you move that out.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you create from a lobbyist's perspective is a much more difficult environment to try and move voters. Just as the nation mm-hmm. has a very polarized electorate, in the House of Representatives, you have a very polarized environment where there are very few swing votes.
Some of these district lines, if you've ever seen, it reminds me of an ant farm. If you've ever seen an ant farm, you know, where you see all the different ways the ant goes inside that sand there, it reminds you of that. It makes no sense. It's kind of like following an ant around. Bill Miller is our guest. William Miller is the Vice President of Congressional and Public Affairs at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. We're having a great visit with him. We're going to continue to do that right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 22. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, we got Jeffrey Zabar, who's going to be with us. He's going to be up first. And then we've got Mike Stewart. And then we've got Joan Price, senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. And looks like I'm going to be here one more day. Looks like I'm going to be broadcasting at least one more day. They found something else for me to do here at the chamber tomorrow. So I'm going to hang around one more day and help them out with that, because I think this is such an important event. Bill Miller, who's, by the way, folks, Bill is sitting across from me. He's VP of Congressional and Public Affairs at the U.S. Chamber. I'm at their Access 2004 Small Business Summit. Hundreds of small business owners here. Bill, and what you guys are doing here is so important. I congratulate you on that.
Well, thank you, Jim. And for someone that spends as much time as I do, and I know you do, on the road, it is nice to come back and be here in Washington. And I know that for so many of these small business folks, to be here in Washington, to be a part of the advocacy process, which we really do believe is important, and I know that you believe that.
Absolutely.
That this is really an important event.
Not to parse words, but it's not just important. It's essential.
Mm-hmm.
It's essential for our future. If we politics. Influence our businesses. If we don't influence politics, then all we can do is take what we're given, and we have no right to complain.
That's right. That's really a position that we've taken, and that and since 2000, I think since Tom Donohue came here in 97 and 2000, when the first election cycle, that the U.S. Chamber really played a major role in working with our federations, our state and local chambers, and their membership
mm-hmm.
to basically begin the education process about where candidates stand on issues important to business, whether it's health care, this runaway litigation that is
right.
Absolutely sapping the vitality from the business community, and education, and that how important it is that we have an educated workforce, and from a regulatory perspective, how important it is that we lower taxes and reduce the regulatory burden on small business.
Tell us, speaking of some of those issues, tell us about the survey that you conducted.
Well, prior to this event, we surveyed about 1,300 individual small business owners from around the country, and not so much on so many of the issues that they cared about, and we're going to release some of that a little bit later, but how they feel about the economy. Do they think things are going, so much is talked about in the national polling about right track, wrong track,
mm-hmm.
and how do people feel about the economy and how things are going in the country. And I think that what you see from both the national statistics from Department of Labor, BLS, and is that we have a strong fundamental economy. But when you talk to small businesses, you have an even more optimistic view of
right.
the economy.
Well, we're pathological optimists.
Well,
we have to.
You have to be.
We have to be. Otherwise, who would do what we do if it weren't so? You know. So I agree with you about that. Let's get back into the election a little bit and talk about some of these things. You know, so much of the focus now, being in a presidential election year, an on year, so to speak.
Sure.
So much of the focus is on the two top candidates, and that's important, obviously. But and I would like to get your position for the chamber
mm-hmm.
on that race. But we can't lose sight of what somebody once said: all politics is local.
That's right.
And the grassroots elections, so who we send up here to Congress, to work with whoever is president is a big deal.
Well, it clearly is. And we start with the premise that our job, most importantly, is to increase the number of business people that get out and vote.
Right.
And if you look at some of the studies that have been shown from the last presidential election, where 19 million white-collar and business-oriented voters didn't go to the polls.
Unbelievable.
This is a significant number when you talk about a presidential election that was decided by such a small number.
What is it, like 7% of the total population or something like that? It's just ridiculous.
Right.
And we got to change that. We got to turn that around. And if they don't vote, what makes us think that they're going to be involved in an event like this that you guys are having this week?
It is the first and most important step that a small business owner can take. And so one of the things that we've done in this election cycle is we've created a vehicle for that called VoteForBusiness.com. And VoteForBusiness.com is, in essence, a tool that individual small businesses can use to register to vote and get voter registration information from any state around the country online, get absentee and early voting information and applications online.
Wow.
And we really
you can register them? Can they register online?
There's no registration online because of electronic signatures.
Right.
The government's still not yet comfortable with e-signatures.
But we're working on that, though, right?
We're getting real close to that.
Okay. But they can find out about what it takes to register in each state and also about the absentee ballot?
Not just information about it, but actually download the actual forms pre-printed once they've typed
and
in their information.
Sign it and mail it in.
All they need to do is put a stamp on it and sign it and mail it in, and they can get their...
Give us that website again.
It's called VoteForBusiness.com.
That's great.
And we believe it's going to be a really important factor in helping to push out the business vote and knocking down that 19 million non-voter number.
If you're making payroll, ladies and gentlemen, if you're running a business, if you're trying to carve your way out of this marketplace and follow your own dream, and if you're not part of the political process, at least to the level of voting for somebody, whoever you want to vote for, if you're not involved in that process, then, whatever you do, if you see me and you got to complain about what's happening in the government, I don't want to hear it. I'm sorry, but you got to get involved, folks, at least to vote. And I know most of you do, and I'm proud of you for that. And if you know somebody who isn't voting, get after them and get them registered and get them voting. And then let's bring them to Washington so they can talk to some of these knuckleheads over here on Capitol Hill, the folks that Bill works with. Of course, you don't call them that when you're meeting with them, right, Bill?
Generally not.
10-2, we're going to be right back with our new friend Bill Miller, Vice President of Congressional and Public Affairs at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Most of those guys in Capitol Hill are pretty good guys. We're back at 7-2. Had so much fun today, Bill Miller, visiting with all you guys here at the Chamber, Giovanni Cortolo and Neil Hare and Suzanne and Mara and all the folks here. It's been a lot of fun. You guys have been a great host for me. Thank you for inviting me to come up here and participate to broadcast my show. I'm going to be moderating a panel today. I'm going to be moderating another one tomorrow. I just think what you're doing is such an important thing to get small business owners. Anybody who can get small business owners to get together when they're talking more about public policy than making payroll, that's a good thing. And I just congratulate you on that.
Well, and it's a difficult thing because clearly they want to spend their time doing what they do in an entrepreneurial way. And so it is a challenge to get them to come to Washington and talk about policy and politics and things like that. But it is clearly very, very important. And now as we sit 54 days between now and Election Day,
right,
it's even more important for these guys to begin to focus on the candidates and where they stand on issues that are important to small business.
What do you see? Give us your idea about how the elections are going to break in the House and the Senate in terms of what's the makeup going to be like? What's the balance going to be after the election? What do you think?
Well, I think a lot of this is yet to be written, and I think that we have a large role in writing it, and that's I tend not to be a prognosticator.
You're not going
to
handicap this thing.
I tend to be a history writer,
yeah,
and that's what we intend to do. And much the same way as our rivals in the you know, extreme environmental groups or the trial lawyers or the labor unions. They want to write. They want to write history. So do we.
And they're organized, and they're out there, aren't they?
They are.
And that's our challenge: is we've got to get organized and be out there.
That's right. I mean, I think that if you were to look at the House of Representatives, I think it's the most easy one because I think it's there's very little chance that Republican control changes hands there.
But it could happen.
It could happen.
Right.
But I think that there are a number of important House and Senate races that will determine whether or not we have pro-business majorities.
Right.
And I think that there is an important distinction between Republican majorities and pro-business majorities, and that's what we're looking for.
Right. It's not enough just to have a majority in one part or the other. You don't care if they're independents, Democrats, Republicans, or mugwumps, as long as they're pro-business.
That's correct.
And I agree with that.
And we do everything that we can to, one, identify races where we think are the most important, toughest, tightest races in the country, where we see a philosophical difference between the candidates on business issues, and we go in with a lot of firepower and with the intent of making the difference in those races,
right,
so that when January comes and the new Congress is sworn in, we have a better environment to pass tax relief,
right,
to reduce regulatory burden on businesses and rein in this absolutely obscene legal environment that this country operates.
Well, and that's really hurting small business owners on many levels. Before we go any further, how can we find out more about the things that you do and some of the work that you're working on the survey and some of these issues? Give us your website, please.
Well, certainly, uschamber.com is a site in which you can find so many of what we do. But really, the site that I think for the next 54 days that is most important in my mind to helping small businesses who have so many things on their plate get to the polls, learn about the candidates and where they stand on the issues is VoteForBusiness.com.
VoteForBusiness.com.
And it's a website where you can...
Anybody can go there. It's free of charge.
Free of charge.
Rock and roll.
It's a site that we developed and we paid for and we have invested the money in to make it a very easy way for small business owners to go to the site, download voter registration information,
right,
get absentee ballots if they're going to be traveling on election day,
right,
or if they've just got to cover their workplace.
VoteForBusiness.com.
And it also has a section where they can learn about the candidates and where they stand on issues. And I think that's an important part, too.
I got about a minute, less than a minute. Tell us about the presidential election. What do you think?
Well, I think presidential election, I was in both Boston convention for the Democrats as well as the Republican conventions last week in New York. I think that the president, by and large, had a remarkably good convention. I think he was articulate. I think his speech on Thursday night was part State of the Union, and it was part look into the future and what he believes a second term with George W. Bush would be. I think from our perspective, he has been, and this administration has been, one that we have that has listened to the concerns of business. We're not endorsing any candidates in this race, but...
But in terms of voting for business?
In terms of voting for business, Senators Kerry and Edwards have among the worst business records out there.
That's about all you need to say, I guess, in terms of voting for business. Thank you, Bill Miller, for being here. Good job today.
It was a pleasure being here.
William Miller, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President of Congressional and Public Affairs at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I still got a lot of work to do, folks, but I'm going to say goodbye for now. I will see you tomorrow. I'll be back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and you know this program really is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.